good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and let's get it. Kind of a catch-up maybe for you if you were enjoying the 4th of July weekend. You may not have heard Joe's journey last week. We did it on Thursday, but here's what's going on. Last week, before I weighed in, that week before, I was 399.4, and I lost some weight. I got down to 392.4. That's awesome. That's like, what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I lost like 7 pounds that week,
yeah,
which was awesome. And that was a fun way to celebrate the 4th of July. Well, I ended up weighing 392.4, and then I ended up stepping on the scale this morning, and I went from 392.4 to 392.2.
What?
I lost 0.2 pounds.
But what even is that? That sounds like a booger.
No, 0.2 pounds, that's like a dump.
It could be. It could be fluids. But I feel so good. Like, I can't wait to step on the scale next week because sometimes you can stall out where it'll fluctuate because my weight fluctuates so much. I check it, like, every day just to see. I have been eating, like, so well. I've been feeling so good.
Yeah, tell us about the meals.
I'm just doing keto. Basically, my whole diet consists of the least amount of sugar. What?
No.
Why are you, you're putting your head down like, oh,
no,
God, here he goes.
No, nothing. I just know someone that's doing keto. That's why.
Well, tell me about them. I want to hear, what are they doing? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. It worked for them, like, really well.
Oh, it does. The whole idea, Alex, and I'm not a scientist, so if I'm wrong, you don't have to blow me up on tweets. But the idea is to get your body to quit converting, carbohydrates and glucose and sugar, and try to get it to actually start converting fat. Like,
okay,
your body has fat.
Right. So this is what I don't understand. Why did you go get smashed at Red Room?
I didn't. Well, I told you, I got smashed because I'm such a lightweight. I had liquor and I had sugar-free drinks. I didn't have anything, so there's nothing there.
Sugar-free drinks?
Yes, Alex, that you maybe don't know about.
But alcohol itself is a carb, right?
Yeah, so you cut out all carbs, right?
No, I didn't. I think it's impossible to cut out all carbs.
Keto?
You try to have you try to stay below 10% of your consumption of carbs.
Okay.
Vegetables. I had 8 cups of salad yesterday. There's carbs in that.
8 cups?
Yes, 8 cups of salad. That's a lot of salad. I eat a lot of salad.
You mean you only had salad all day long?
No. No. God, let me try to explain it. You two just hold your horses for 1 second and maybe you wouldn't confuse everybody listening. No, for example, today I'm having a couple of cups of coffee with a couple of tablespoons of butter. It's called keto coffee. I put some... Well, I didn't ask if you liked it or not. I'm just telling you what's working. The biggest thing is it's making me feel satisfied because I'm doing something called intermittent fasting, which means that I don't eat for about 16 hours in a 24-hour day.
That's wild.
But
Liv,
I still mentally crave food. Like, I'm always hungry. Like, I'm thinking about Chick-fil-A right now. I know, like I said, McDonald's on Broad Ripple has way back Wednesday where you get a 69-cent cheeseburger. But that being said, though, I'm not hungry.
But see,
the weirdest thing that I don't have the physical hunger, and that's the biggest thing. Because other diets I have, no matter what I eat or how much I eat, I'm always hungry. At least now I feel actually satisfied, and that's what's working. And I'm having more energy now. Like, yesterday, I didn't mean to on purpose, but I walked a little over 4 miles. Before I went out and hung out with my wife and some friends. I feel so much better. My clothing is starting to feel looser. I want to drop 5 pounds a week, which is not realistic on a scale, but I just feel better. I'm living a better life. Yesterday, I added it up, and that's why my weight could be so high. I drank 16 cups of water yesterday.
That's good.
That's a lot. My bladder's like, I give, stop it. I can't pee anymore.
Right. Right.
So it's been going really well. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in every diet you're on there. There's something I like to check out on Facebook. It's called Keto Daily. And it's just these awesome recipes where you can make the stuff that you want to have, like a pizza, but it's like totally healthy and it's not going to be as bad for you. So
good.
I've been experimenting, cooking, and it's going there. I'm bummed. Like, I lost 0.2 pounds, which is like, it's good. I feel like a loser this week, but that's just me being messed up in the head. But that's still a positive that I'm down a little bit of weight and I'm feeling better. I have to realize that it's not all on the scale, but I'm really looking forward to next week. I appreciate everybody reaching out on social media for giving advice and help and just the support and love.
I have a question. So are you still counting your calories and doing keto?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it sounds weird. I have to make myself eat enough calories. I'm averaging between 1,600 to 2,200 calories a day.
Okay.
But that's like, good. For example, when I had yesterday, here's my lunch, and then I'll wrap it up with this. You have an idea. For lunch, I had 4 cups of salad, a little bit of dressing on there that I could have because it was like, it was Italian, but it wasn't too sugary. But I had that. I had some like yellow peppers on that. So then you have that over there on the side. I had 2.5 things of like a sausage, like a brat. I had a brat. Had that with some hot mustard. Shout out Joey Chestnut with the hookup on that stuff. And then I drank, I think about, I don't know, 3 or 4 cups of water with that. And that filled me up. Like, I couldn't finish it. I was like stuffing it down.
Okay, here's my question. And you can tell me if I'm wrong, because I don't know anything about dieting or eating healthy. Clearly, I'm not the authority on that. However, wouldn't a lot of this be portion control? Because it sounds like, yeah, you've done better with your food choices, but are you still eating too much? Even if it's a healthier choice, don't you still need to cut back on how much you're eating?
Yeah, you don't just eat whatever you want. Like, for example, what I ate yesterday was probably like 6 or 8 ounces of protein, like the meat that I had.
Right.
The salad, you could eat that stuff till you turn green. You're not going to eat too much of that. The dressing, okay. Yeah. But there's a thing in there with portion size, but yeah, it's different.
Okay, because I always heard that it's something like you're supposed to not eat whatever your main entree is on your plate or something. It's not supposed to be bigger than your fist.
By the way, look at your fist next to mine. But I mean, everybody. But every diet's different. By the way, I think every diet works if you stick to it. I just know that I've lost weight before in my life, and this is how I've done it. And people are like, "Well, you're going to gain it all back." True, but if I quit today and went back to my old third person Joe Pesh lifestyle, you know what that is? That's fast food in the morning. Then I love them. Chick-fil-A, getting like $12. Worth of food, like everything large and extra sauce, and then having like Taco Bell at night.
Right.
That's not healthy for anybody. I don't care what diet you are on. So I have to have a lifestyle.
It takes like progress, and this is progress. I'm proud of you, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good.
I appreciate it. It feels like it's going well. And if you want to follow the journey, no nasty toes in this week's photo. What kind of? I cropped them out. Joe Pesh Radio. You can see all my stuff right up there.